order Board of Works for December 14th. Need the approval of the November 23rd minutes.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department. Steve Beaman.
Steve Beaman, Vincent's Parks. The playground equipment will be done, I think, this week at some point.
That's great.
They have the border and the surfacing material to put down. Hopefully by the end of the week, that'll be completed.
I could honestly say I never saw so many people playing and walking in the park on December the 12th or 13th.
This is the one time the weather cooperated with us, but the playground equipment didn't, so.
Yeah, looks great.
All right, thanks. Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We have responded to 12,000 calls so far this year. That's about right on track with where we're normally at about this time of year, so that's about normal, I guess I'd say. In the last couple weeks, we've been knocking out some of our training. We did defensive tactics training. We also had our cold weather firearms training. It wasn't real cold weather, but we do try to shoot in all different types of environments. We shoot at nighttime throughout the year, shoot in the rain, cold, heat, so that, you know, we've encountered all those types of atmospheres for those types of situations. I think this is the warmest it's ever been in December for a cold weather shoot. We also did taser training. We did have an accident here since we've met the last time. Sergeant Williams had an accident at Old Wheatland and 6th Street. That car was totaled. We chose, due to the year of the vehicle, to go ahead and purchase that vehicle back because we're able to take the engine and transmission from that vehicle and put into another vehicle of the same year that we had that was needing an engine and transmission. So we did some checking there on prices and whether or not it would be in our best interest to do that, and we think we'll be able to get the car up in good condition for an amount that's going to be reasonable. Other than that, the last thing I would say, we were able to get a grant through the LCC that involves a drug take back bin. It looks like one of the old large mailboxes, like would be on the corners. And what that allows us to do is we will have that in our front vestibule area whenever people want to bring in medications that they no longer need or are expired. They can bring those in and drop those into that box. It's a secured box where nobody could get into. And we hold those until we take them down to the DEA. So that's available now at the police department at all times for people to bring medication. Great. That's all I got.
Thanks, Dustin.
Thanks, Dustin.
Thank you.
Street and sanitation.
At our last meeting, I presented three quotes we had on some trash trucks, and after looking them over, I feel like it's best if we went with which was the lowest price one, I think, best equipment of Indianapolis.
The amount was $139,247.91.
That's correct, yeah. So at least that's a recommendation that I would have.
Make a motion that we accept the recommendation from the street department for the Packer.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thanks, Bryce. City engineer.
Got all the major projects done for the year, so I'm redirecting my focus towards our two federal aid projects right now. Second and Niblack, we're securing right-of-way right now. And then Heritage Trail, been working through the bid process with NDOT.
Okay. Okay, no old business. We'll move to new business. First is Try Knox County Race and Banner Request. Karen Lyons.
Oh, that's right. This is your deal now, isn't it?
Nobody did.
Somebody's got your back there. You know,
like, I got help. Woody's giving you our copies of the bike and
run routes for Tri-Knox County to be held on June 12th this year, or 2016, sorry. Asking for permission to benefit of the Park and Rec Department.
I don't see the pools, the swimming.
Do you need that route too? We keep that secret.
So the running route is the same that we've used in years past, as well as the bike?
In last year, the same as last year.
Well, same as last year's, right. Okay. Okay. So, and then you have a banner request too?
I will have.
Oh, you don't have that yet?
As far as the dates for the banner,
mm-hmm.
I will have.
And we typically won't approve those until they're like
closer to that period
right.
of time.
More than 3 months
ahead. Okay,
right.
So tonight we're just going to approve the route and the anticipated hanging of the banner. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the running route and the bicycle route for the Tri-Knox County on June the 12th, and an anticipated hanging of banners for the same event.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You need these back, or these are our copies?
Those are all yours.
Okay, great. Thanks. Good luck with all that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next is Firefighter Awards for Sunny Pinkston.
Hello, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Blinn, Mr. Hill. Sunny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief, Ensign's Fire Department. It is my honor and pleasure to award 6 of our firefighters with meritorious service medal awards. Just to give a brief description of how these come about, I have to receive a request in order for these awards to be given. And I received a request from Captain David Halter, who was the incident commander on the particular fire that occurred on September 11th, 2015. And I will read his request to me. It says, I, Captain David M. Halter, do hereby request that the following members of Red Shift and also one member from Blue Shift receive the Meritorious Service Medal. He listed Lieutenant Mark Allen, Lieutenant, which is now Captain Larry Schatz, Firefighter Joe Dilly, Firefighter Ryan Toma, and Firefighter Zach Westfall. Captain Halter goes on to explain that their fast actions and ability to successfully perform their duties resulted in the successful rescue of a trapped victim, and this was within an actively burning structure. These members performed these actions swiftly and without hesitation. Early on the morning of September 11th, 2015, at approximately 05:30 hours, the Vincennes City Fire Department responded to a structure fire at 210 McKinney Avenue. Upon arrival, Lieutenant Mark Allen made entry into the structure with one charged hand line by himself. Lieutenant Schatz arrived within moments of Lieutenant Allen's entry and backed him up. Lieutenant Schatz and Lieutenant Allen attacked and held the fire at bay. This action allowed firefighters Dilly, Toma, and Westfall safety and time needed to evacuate the trapped victim from the structure. And then I would also like to add myself, I would like to add Captain David Halter in receiving this award also. The previous mentioned firefighters worked tirelessly to develop a plan to remove Mr. Barr from the actively burning structure. After several attempts, the three rescuers were able to remove Mr. Barr to the outside of the house. It was at that time, the whole time while they were trying to develop their plan to get him out of the burning structure, Lieutenant Allen and Captain Schatz were keeping the fire at bay in a different part of the house, and there was explosions going off. He had oxygen bottles in the house. There was explosions going off, so their actions and keeping the fire where it was pretty well contained to where it was allowed these three firefighters to, and they had to develop a plan to get Mr. Barr out. It wasn't easy on them, and whenever they brought him to the outside, they were just tired beyond means. They had nothing left. And as they removed Mr. Barr out, that is when Captain Halter started initiating the CPR on Mr. Barr. Sadly, Mr. Barr did succumb to his injuries sustained during the horrific event. However, the heroic action of these firefighters gave his family, which we have numerous members of his family here with us tonight, cherished extra time to share with their loved one. And at this time, I would like to have, or one of the members of the Barr family have requested that they speak also. But this sure. time, if.
Mayor, how much time do I have? Cheryl called me, and I said, oh, I was in Plainfield, and I was coming down 67, and I said, either at Gosford or Perry, I forget where. Mike calls me back. He's talking to me on where I'm going to explode all this. Hey, they're bringing me to Indianapolis. So I turn around, and I'm heading back, so I call my wife. And he knew it was bad.
Sonny, I think somebody else wanted
to. Absolutely.
My name is Steve Compton. My wife Margaret and I were next door neighbors. And from the initial explosion to throughout all of it, we were witnesses. I called Mike to tell him what had happened, but you guys did it. Amazing doesn't even touch it. We could not believe that somebody going in there. Couldn't believe he got him out. We were just, you know, the shock of that at 5:30 in the morning. My first question to my wife was, did you hear that? Of course she heard it. Heard it everywhere. But the next thing was, she looked out. We couldn't figure out where it was, and I was looking for the beach that way to try to locate it. There's a fire truck pulling up next door. So out the door we went. Whichever one of you guys, I was the guy standing in the driveway saying, I think he's in there. You guys did it. So.
Okay, you want to end it all?
It's my honor now to Mayor Gilpin that we will now present our six firefighters.
I just want to say, proud of you guys. Thank you. I know you have our help. Start off with Captain David Halter. Captain Larry Schatz. Lieutenant Mark Allen.
Lieutenant Allen, I'm not able to be here.
Firefighter Joseph Dilley.
Lieutenant
firefighter Zachary Westfall. And firefighter Ryan Toma. Next is Heritage Trail Supplemental Agreement. John Spring.
This is a supplemental agreement with NDOT. During the bid process, the low bidder was Wabash Utilities, but long story short, their bid was not a qualifiable bid, so it was disqualified, and we had to go with the next bidder, which is Regal, and their bid was higher than the remaining funding that we had for this project. So NDOT, through Kathy McCallop's office, granted us additional funding to cover up to our full 80%. So we're at a full 80-20 split with this bid. So we basically, this is a formality to adjust that final funding amount.
So do you, in this motion, John, do you need us to list that specific amount?
You can. I mean, it's in the agreement. I think it's on the bottom of the first page of the agreement. It may just be in Joe's packet.
Right.
I think it's 1.1 something.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So the board makes a motion to approve supplemental number one of Department of Transportation contract to indicate the maximum amount of federal funds allocated to this project is $1,140,113.57.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
JP will stay up. It's first group contract assessing roads for phase.
This is a contract with what's that?
Pacer.
Yeah, Pacer. A company out of Indianapolis named First Group came highly recommended from the city engineer of Seymour. And we've been told that there's going to be a call for projects for pavement preservation in February. In order to qualify for that call, you need to have all of the roads in your community logged into this Pacer program. And this company offers this service for what I think is a great value. So I'm presenting this contract that we have First Group perform the work listed in the contract in order to get us ready to make this February call.
And this will be basically paid out of Board of Works next
year. Okay, in 2016. Okay.
But we need to get this in place so that we're ready for the February call.
Right, because they have to have the work performed by February. So we should get started on it right at the first of the year and have the report completed by February.
So the fee, which is listed on the attachment A, is $15,900. That's the total cost of maintenance improvement plan. Is that right?
Yeah, it's two components that make up that 1,500,
right,
or that 15,000.
Pavement inspection and the MIP planning, right, document and maps.
There's a bunch of other services they offered, but we won't need those services, just those first two components, the assessment.
Okay, so this bid assistance as needed is just a statement of what could be,
right,
provided, but the actual awarding of the contract is that total amount of 15,900. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I make a motion that we approve contract with First Group Engineering for pavement inspection of Vincennes City streets and MIP planning documents and maps to total cost of the improvement plan is $15,900 to be payable in 2016.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Next is Bannon Engineering contract amendment for levy project. And that is SIDC, which he's not here. Basically, what this is an addendum for our levy work. Because of weather, they've had an extended inspection time on these projects, which has cost a little bit more, and with some of the projects coming in at a reduced rate, we were able to do more projects, which engineering and things had to be done on it. So that's basically what this is.
Okay, so the contract total, which is payable to Banning Engineering as part of this project, is $35,700, which $22,800 is for construction observation, and $12,900 is for Division 6. Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the contract total of $35,700 to Banning Contracting.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Chestnut Street closing December 21st to the 23rd, Wabash Utilities Incorporated, John Spratton.
Long time no see, John.
Wabash Utilities is going to be doing some work on Chestnut Street between Indianapolis Boulevard and Red Skelton, and a duration of two working days, or I guess three. 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I think it's for the not the science building,
insulation,
but the other one.
Yeah.
Right.
The new student center.
For the new student building. Okay. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the closing of Chestnut Street for infrastructure needs for water line. Chestnut Street would be closed December 21st through and including December 23rd from Indianapolis Boulevard to the Red Skelton Boulevard.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I should ask Chief, you're okay with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good Samaritan Hospital additional no parking on Prairie Street. Mr. Don Page.
You sort of feel like you're at a hospital board tonight, don't you?
That's kind of like, yeah, that's right. Thank you for the opportunity to come here this evening. I've got a picture and a little map for you.
That sounds good.
Basically, what you're looking at in the photograph is a picture if you were standing at the intersection of 7th and Prairie.
Okay.
7th and Prairie Street, looking back towards 6th Street. And the request tonight is to consider painting no parking on both sides of Prairie Street between 6th and 7th. We've already, you've all approved, and we painted no parking from 7th to 9th because of the way the new entrance is constructed. As you can see on this particular photo anyway, we have a lot of congestion on that area. Mm-hmm. That is also a route that potentially could be used for emergency access vehicles, because if you look at the drawing that I turned in or submitted to you, when you come to the intersection of 7th and Prairie and head toward the new hospital tower, I've clouded a small area and made a note at the bottom of the drawing that says fire access lane. So that is our rescue access lane for the new tower. So I can anticipate rescue vehicles using that route to get there. If you have parking on both sides of that street, as you can see in the photo, it's pretty difficult to get down, right, through there. So The request is to make that no parking on both sides. Good Samaritan Hospital is willing to do the painting of the curbs if we get agreement to do so, but...
So it'd be between 6th and 7th on Prairie?
Yes.
So there's a doctor's office there that currently there's parking for patients along that side?
Yes, Dr. Jackman, and that's Dr. Fowler. We've designated parking on the curb for her. Her office is closing 19th.
Okay.
So those parking signs will be taken up on the 21st, basically.
Okay.
So it's really the right time to do that. Now, we have provided, if you see in the orange, we've designated some parking spots.
Oh, okay. I see that for Dr. Jackman's office.
Yeah, that's our parking lot, but we've got eight signs there.
Gotcha.
That say Dr. Jackman's office only.
Okay.
To designate some parking for him.
And Dr. Jackman's aware of that?
Of the parking there?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, is he aware of this plan?
I have not talked to Dr. Jackman.
Okay. Are you anticipating any concerns on his part of...
I would probably say there might be some questions. I don't, you know, with the fact that we've got parking there for him.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, he's being afforded probably more spots by your doing this.
And those spots that are in that parking lot there today, we've got those designated for him.
And they're directly across the street, so, okay.
And he does have some parking behind his building as well, off of the alley.
True.
So,
okay.
A couple spots. But, you know, if the number of spots are not adequate, the hospital's going to work with him and provide more in that lot.
Okay.
If the need arises.
All right.
I'll refer to Mr. Rolligan. Would this be a 90-day? And then final approval come from the council.
I can. I've got some extra copies if you want one or you just want the email version. I can do it either way. You want me to email it to you?
No, you've got extra copies.
I've got extra
copies. Which would happen before the council, right? Okay. So we're going to make a motion to provide no parking designation at the hospital's expense for demarcation on Prairie Street between 6th Street and 7th Street for a variety of safety-related issues as presented by the hospital.
I'll second the motion.
This will be for a 90-day period to be, if works out, it will be moved on to City Council. I'll amend my motion that way.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Don.
And last on the agenda is City Employee 2016 Holiday Schedule.
Hello. It's that time again for the employees and holiday schedule. I think you got it in with your packets. It's just the standard government holidays, as usual.
Well, this is for the entire year.
This is for the whole year of 2016.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
We just need your formal approval to move forward.
No surprises in here for anybody, right?
No, I've tried, but okay. I tried to add a few in, but I didn't make
it. You're the last city employee. Yeah, you're okay with this? I mean, okay. All right. Hearing no objections, the board will make a motion to approve the 2016 employee holiday schedule.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. The only thing left is a motion to adjourn.
Well, I'd say under miscellaneous, just real quickly, Mayor, that I would note for everybody, for the public, that we do have the bicentennial flag that is flying now across the street from City Hall. So December the 11th marked the statehood day and official start of the bicentennial, and I'm Knox County liaison for the bicentennial. So I think that's a noteworthy event, and of course, we have the very first legacy event happening here on January 1st, actually New Year's Eve, where the commissioner of the bicentennial will be here to pull the cord that will drop 16 watermelons for the watermelon drop. So it should be a very exciting event. And also like to compliment Shirley and Dwayne and the council for Second Street banners that have gone up recently. Hopefully I can't wait for the torch run because I think Second Street looks better than it's ever looked probably in many, many years. So kudos and compliments to all involved in all of those. And with that, Mr. Blinn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.